refused, I guess
yeah.
you'd say.
And she refused, but what else did she do?
She
would not have him, she
said no.
She blanked him. So what'd she do?
She said no.
If he asked her to marry him and she didn't, you say she did what? Besides
turn him down.
Turn him down, right. When a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her, you say she's blanked him.
She's quitting.
Right. And he asked her to marry him, but she said she what?
She turned him down.
And they were engaged. And all of a sudden she
gave him his ring back.
You wouldn't say she jilted him?
Well, yes, I've heard that.
You've heard that.
She jilted
okay,
him.
But you say turned him down. That's one of this in here too. Okay, they went ahead, so they were just they got together and they're they're man and wife now, and so
they made up and got married.
Married, that's the word. Right, the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is what is called what?
Best man.
The man who stands with the groom is what?
Best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is what?
Is maid of honor.
Oh, good, be that. Well, now, after they get married, the noisy burlesque band playing that comes round to the house after a wedding, the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noise, and all night long keep them awake, you know. Is it done to friends on when one has been married before? What is this kind of thing, you know, that's done for them?
Called serenading?
Well, serenading is kind of a boy maybe serenading his girlfriend, but after they marry, and to bother them and harass them all night long. Do you remember ever doing that? Or ever hear them doing that?
No, I
don't
know that. Do they ever keep them up all night long?
I've never heard of it.
You ever hear of shivery? You never heard of shivery?
No.
We have shivery. I heard about that out west. But I found out from my teacher class down here that what a shivery was, and that's what that was called. And they used to do it up in Canada?
Yeah.
But you never did it around Tennessee?
I never
here.
Heard of it.
Okay.
They come along and make them on a racket and make
them
come down and make
them
come down.
Yeah.
We'd hear them say, don't take them out and ride them on a rail.
But ride them on a rail?
Yeah, I heard that now, but I never heard that.
Well, some of these shiveries, they say that the men get the man and they keep taking him out and make him walk a long ways or something and bring him back, and he has to serve him some food and drinks and so on. That's a shivery. It's a bothersome. They want to get together as man and wife, and
they aren't.
That's why that honeymoon sandwich I told you about is lettuce alone. Okay, let's see if you can get this one fairly. You're just batting 100% just about it. If you were let's see. Well, I don't know hardly how to start on this one. Try to see what they want me to get you to say. If you were over in Waynesboro and you were talking to folks in Collinwood, to come see them, how would you refer to it? How would you say come?
Could you come over to Waynesboro a while?
All right, come over to Waynesboro. Mm-hmm. All right, suppose you're talking to us down in Florence about coming here to see you.
What about coming up for a while?
Okay.
Could you come up tonight?
Well, why would you call coming up from Florence but coming over from Waynesboro? Would you make any difference in those two? Come over to see us?
For a while.
If we were in Florence, you'd say?
Come up to Collinwood.
Okay. What if you were down in Florence and you were up asking someone, what should we say to you to come to see us down there? What would this?
I'd say, come down here?
Is that what I should say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He lives blank the Browns. How would you say that he lives?